Weston. In the meantime, this building is provided. That is the material and fabrics side of things. But what I'm way more interested in is the changed lives. Because when we came to Corby, Maggie and I, we were from as missionaries. We wanted to reach people for Jesus. We wanted to make disciples. And we wanted to see God's power at work and people experiencing God's reality. Because a lot of people have experienced religion, but not very many people have experienced God's power. And we know that the gospel has innate power in it, the power of God for the salvation of those who believe. And what we actually imagined in the early days was that we would just, you know, meet the ones and the twos, and that gradually and over time we would disciple them to a level of maturity where they would then do the same with other people. And we imagined this being a very slow growing thing. Actually, what God did was a lot quicker than that, and we felt over the years that we've been wanting to catch up. Next year is our 10th anniversary. And we're going to celebrate next year, that 10 years, not to put the spotlight on Hope Church, but to put the spotlight on the Lord Jesus, because he has done remarkable things already. But I don't know about you, I always feel that we haven't quite got there. It always feels like there's more. So we've experienced the presence of God, but I feel like there's a weightier sense of God's presence. We've seen salvation, but I feel like there are more people to be saved. I feel like we've seen disciples made, but I want to see more commitment, and I want to see more devotion, and I want to see more obedience to the Lord Jesus Christ. I want to see people taking up their cross and following him, denying themselves and doing what disciples do, becoming like Jesus and making a difference in the world. I want to see the kingdom come. I want to see Corby transformed. And last night at the elders meeting, we were praying and just praying for revival again. And revival is, you know, it's one of those things that the church prays for. And we hope that one day the Lord will just pour out his spirit. And that people on the street, as they walk down the road, will just come under the conviction of the Holy Spirit and want to seek out their Christian friends to know what they need to do with this sense of burden that God has put on their hearts. And that the church is fully alive and growing with vitality, and people being added to our number, and the 60,000 odd people who are in Corby who don't yet know Jesus, many, many, many of them, thousands of them coming to know Christ. That's what I signed up to when I came to Corby. And this year, it feels like Hope Church is kind of at a transition point. It feels like we haven't grown numerically. In fact, to be completely honest with you, the giving in the church has dropped off. Some people don't come every Sunday now. Some people are just carrying disappointment in their hearts. And some people have, you know, dreamed big dreams and they haven't come to fruition. And I just wanted to share a passage from Mark's Gospel, Mark 5. If you've got a Bible, you might not have. Does anyone know how to work the plane? Because the scriptures are on there. Some people just press the button. So Mark 5, this is where Jesus meets the woman with the issue of blood. That when Jesus had again crossed over by boat to the other side of the lake, and a woman was there who had been subject to bleeding for 12 years. She had suffered a great deal under the care of many doctors and had spent all she had, yet instead of getting better, she grew worse. When she heard about Jesus, she came up behind him in the crowd and she touched his cloak, because she thought, if I just touch his clothes, I will be healed. And immediately her bleeding stopped, and she fell and felt in her body that she was freed from her suffering. And at once Jesus realized the power had gone out from him. He turned around in the crowd and said, "Who touched my clothes?" "You see the people in the crowd, you see the people crowding against you," his disciples answered, "and yet you ask, who touched me?" But Jesus kept looking around to see who had done it, and then the woman, knowing what had happened to her, came and fell at his feet, and trembling with fear, told him the whole truth. He said to her, "Daughter, your faith has healed you. Go in peace and be free from your suffering." And this woman inspires me. And you know the story. This is one of those famous Bible passages you've heard about all your Christian life. But just some things about this woman. This woman had been bleeding for 12 years. That probably meant that she hadn't conceived for those 12 years. That probably meant that she was barren. And in the society in which she lived in, there was shame attached to that. Because she was bleeding, she wouldn't have been able to take part in some of the ceremonial and religious activities. So in one sense, she was a religious outcast. She was somebody who couldn't bear children. She wasn't somebody who was clean enough to participate in full worship at the temple and in the synagogue. And so she was on the fringes of things. Also, because she was a woman, it was very unusual for her to touch anyone. And because she was unclean, she knew that if she touched anyone, they too would become unclean, according to the law of Moses. And so we have this situation here where Jesus comes into town and she knows, she just knows, that if she gets close to him and just touches his garment, she will be healed. She just knows that if she can just push through this crowd and get to where Jesus is, then everything will change for her. There's something extraordinary, if you think about it, that she realized that this man, Jesus, this God-man, Jesus, couldn't be contaminated with her uncleanness. In fact, when she touched him, his cleanness would become her cleanness. This is what I want us to focus on. Because this woman was carrying pain, and she was carrying disappointment, and she could, imagine yourself in her shoes, she could have just stood at the edge and watched Jesus walk by. In fact, she probably saw him walking down the road, and she was probably daring herself. Shall I do it? Is this the moment? Shall I do it? And some, you've been in that situation before, and you know that sometimes that moment passes, and you're kicking yourself because you think, if only I'd have been braver, if only I'd have pushed through, if only I'd have taken that risk. But on this occasion, she pushed through. She pushed, literally pushed through the crowd to where Jesus was. And she took that risk and touched Jesus. And Jesus said later, your faith has healed you. And I think we're on the verge of seeing the kingdom come in amazing ways. We've been waiting for it. We can almost taste it. We can see already the first fruits of the harvest that's going to come in. But some of us are getting disappointed. Some of us are carrying pain. Some of us are thinking, this isn't what I signed up for, because I've got a ministry and I know there's something inside me that just needs to be released, and I'm sitting here on my hands and I'm not being effective for the kingdom of God. Or that person who's supposed to be like Jesus hasn't treated me very much like Jesus would. And so you're carrying all of this pain and this disappointment, and some of you unforgiveness in your hearts because you know that there should be more. But what I feel like we can learn from this woman, Hope Church, is if we just push through, if we just push through from where we are to where Jesus is, then the healing will come, and the breakthrough will come, and the power will be released, and lives will get changed. It's all about Jesus. When we prayed, I'm going to confess to you that we were talking about people turning up late on Sundays at our eldership meeting last night. We talked about that for 7 or 8 years. And sometimes I just get bored talking about that. Because, you know, yes, it is about commitment. Yeah. But actually, if people are in love with Jesus, if Jesus is the main event, if it's all about Jesus, if his presence and his power is there, who's going to miss out on that? When I was on my sabbatical last year and I went to the Brooklyn Tabernacle, I got there 4 minutes late. And there wasn't a seat in the house. In fact, there were queues around the block. Because in that place, people knew that if they went, they would sit under the word of God. They would, you know, there would be incredible worship and the presence of God would be there. And people would get healed and set free and saved. And so the real thing was happening. It was a shabby building in lots of ways, but they had something that was genuine and raw. Because of God's presence in that place, and the word of God was faithfully preached. And Hope Church, I've just got this longing in my heart for the more. But I feel like we could give up now, and we could stand on the edge of the crowd at the moment could pass. Or we could push through, and we could be brave, and we could take a risk, and we could get to where Jesus is. Because if we touch Jesus, if we get to where Jesus is, that's where all the fun stuff happens. That's where all the stuff that we've been longing for will happen. So yes, this year has been great. We've appointed elders. We've launched the 2020 vision. But all of that really is to create a road to where Jesus is. That's not the main event. Those things could be celebrated, and we do celebrate, and thank God for all of it. But actually, the main event is Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. And we want him to be exalted. And we want him